This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So now the illness doesn't only wipe away sins, but it also raises a person levels in the paradise. Listen to this hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا سَبَقَتْ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَنْزِلَةً لَمْ يَبْلُغْهَا بِعَمَلِهِ إِبْتَلَاهُ اللَّهُ فِي جَسَدِهِ أَوْ فِي مَالِهِ أَوْ فِي وَلَدِهِ ثم صبره على ذلك حتى يبلغه المنزلة التي سبقت له من الله تعالى. What a beautiful hadith. And this is an authentic hadith. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a servant or a slave from among the slaves of Allah, Allah azza wa jal had written for this person a high level in the paradise. And this slave will never reach that high level in the paradise. He will never reach it. بعملي. يعني your prayer is not enough. Your fasting is not enough. Your sadaqat is not enough. Your dua is not enough. All the good deeds you do are not enough to get you to this level that Allah has written for you. When your deeds are not enough, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to test you in your jasad, in your health, and in your wealth, and in your children. He begins to test that servant. ثُمَّ صَبَّرَهُ. And then Allah, Allahu Akbar, then Allah gives him the ability to remain patient upon these tests. And Allah would continuously test him until this servant reaches the level in the paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed for him and has written for him. Subhanallah. This is one of the benefits of sickness. Yani with all your good deeds. See, when you get sick, it's not a sign that you are not righteous. It's not a sign that Allah hates you. It could be that you have a level above in the paradise and your deeds are not getting you there. So Allah Azza wa Jal would test you in your health, in your wealth, in your children, until you reach that level Allah Azza wa Jal has written for you. Allahu Akbar.